There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's Isaac and Suk in for Danny and Dusty. We'll be here till 2. Ducks game day takes over then. Oregon, Michigan State tonight on the Fan. 6 o'clock kick. The poll question today at 1080 The Fan on X is, which sport has the best playoffs? Major League Baseball, the NFL, NCAA Basketball, or the NHL? Log on, vote, and the only thing that we ask... vote hard.
That's tough, man. That's tough because those are all great. I would say the biggest difference for me and my interest is the NCAA tournament, because college basketball during the regular season is a rough watch for me. But the tournament time and the fact that it's one and done and you do get some Cinderella, I might lean towards that. Hockey is my favorite sport to watch, so there's an element of that, but there's something about, we talk about it, the Major League postseason and how every pitch, whether it's the fourth inning or the eighth inning or the ninth inning, every pitch feels big. I kind of want to lean towards baseball. So I think I'm clicking baseball.
Well, right now NCAA basketball is leading at 34%, which I think is an indicator that format matters more than anything.
Yes.
Because nobody really cares about college basketball until that tournament.
Well, imagine if you had the NCAA tournament, but it was a three-game series, right? It kills it. The fact that it's one and done.
Well, look at basketball. Look at the same sport.
Exactly.
Basketball NBA. In the NBA.
No one
thinks the NBA playoffs are great.
No.
Now, it may be the truest champion of all because you play so many damn games that only the best can win, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, we love the element of the upset. We love the underdog.
Yeah.
That's the basketball tournament. And in baseball, you know, I mean, they play 162 games.
Yep.
And so... I haven't done the math, but I'm guessing that a three-game series after 162 is a very, you know, small percentage of the regular season, whereas in the NFL, easy math, one playoff game is 1/17 of the season.
Yeah.
It's not that in baseball.
No.
It's probably like triple that.
Yeah.
So that's why, so it brings in upsets. It brings in, hey, the hot team can win even if they're not as good. And
look at last year.
Makes it more exciting.
Look at last year with the Diamondbacks and the Rangers. Or God, I remember years where, you know, that when the Cardinals last won their World Series, remember they won like 87, 88 games. Back their way into the postseason. They trounced the Mets, by the way, on their way, and they won a World Series. That was was it David Freeze down to your last, you know, strike a couple times. Like, that happens. And it doesn't happen. And the other reason why the NBA isn't very good is that doesn't happen. It just doesn't. You kind of know who's going in the NBA. Whereas in the NFL, even, there's something to be said for getting hot and being a wild card team. Look at Eli Manning and company. I mean, that happens. Or, you know, I know the Cardinals didn't win it, but the year with Kurt Warner, the year the Beastquake, right? Seattle was a sub 500 team, but you know, they end up in the postseason. They didn't win, but they won a game. So I think there's something about the NBA that, to me, if you ask me, I had to debate NCAA, hockey, baseball, NFL, all that. If you ask me what's the worst postseason, it would take me half a second to click the NBA.
Yeah.
It's just not. I think it's a problem with that league.
So vote and vote hard. Format, like, this is why college football is about to pop. I think I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because if it gets its postseason format right, mm-hmm. which they're starting to, 12 teams, way better than four.
Yeah.
It's going to be dynamite. It's going to be must-see TV, man.
Agreed.
So, yesterday's poll was who or what is the most overcovered entity in sports, mm-hmm. and the Dallas Cowboys won that at 37%, followed by the Kelce brothers, 26%.
They're a lot.
LeBron, 20%, and Aaron Rodgers, 17%.
Even Chris Russo, the old Mad Dog, he even commented on one of the Get Up shows or whatever that he had enough of the Kelce brothers who are on his network.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's ESPN on ESPN Crime, which they're not necessarily, you know.
Talk about oversaturation. Jason Kelce.
Jason Kelce. Yeah.
Good grief.
I think that was after the Monday night game. Was it the Monday night game? Was it the Sunday night game where they were playing the Falcons? He was like, can we take a break on Jason Kelce just for a scooch?
So you want to hear, you want to relive?
Yeah, let's
last
relive.
Last night?
Yeah.
I want to play some audio because
I did feel bad for one man especially, though.
Who's that?
Bob Uecker.
Oh, Uke. Yeah, you're going to hear him in a second.
He's 90 years old.
But I want to play this because baseball on the radio, there's nothing better. No. Well, besides Middays with Danny and Dusty.
Well, of course.
But this is the Mets call. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just to tee it up, Mets can't do anything.
No.
They're down 2-0 in the ninth.
They have two hits all game.
Two hits, both by Frankie Lindor.
Yeah.
He's leading off the ninth, and he walks. Okay, he walked.
Yep.
So he's the only guy that's gotten on base the whole game.
Yep.
2-0 Brewers. They're in complete control. Devin Williams, one of the best closers with a nasty changeup, one of the best pitches in baseball. He is on the mound, and the next hitter, I think, struck out or something happened.
He struck out, and then
Nimmo got a base hit. First and third. Pete Alonso against Devin Williams, one out in the ninth, down 2-0.
3-1 to Alonso. Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. Hits a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
Dude, what a call.
Phenomenal.
That's Howie Rose?
Yeah, and they got on the plane. Have you seen it? They gave him a standing ovation.
Howie?
Yeah, when Howie got on the plane, right? The rest of the, because, you know, they got to get a flight, man. They're heading to Philly. On Saturday. So, yeah, when he got on the plane, Alonso and everybody gave him a standing up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I love how descriptive he got after the home run.
Yeah.
That is really good. Okay, so now do you want to hear the Uke? Bob Uecker is still calling Brewers games.
He doesn't call them all. He does home games, and sometimes he does like the he takes some innings off. But, yeah, he's 90 years old and is still on those calls. And you know, I felt for Bob because
90.
He's been doing that thing forever. And, you know, you're not going to get many more of these.
No.
And this hurt.
Same age as Frankie Valli.
I know. And yet he's not lip syncing.
And the pitch hit in the air to right. Deep warning track and gone.
Sounds like
Alonso
a home game.
Just put New York top in this one with a three-run home run to right field. And just like that, a 2-0 lead is now a 3-2 deficit
quickly. Wow.
Wow.
And I love...
He sounds good, though.
Yeah, he sounds great. I love Bob Uecker. I just... He is one of the great ambassadors for sports.
For sure.
You know, everything from the old Miller Lite commercials to, you know, Harry Doyle, Major League. I just... he's got such an iconic voice, and that man is Milwaukee through and through. He has been doing that for like 40, 50 years. And that's the one thing that gave me pause, is that when I heard that call, I was like, ah, damn it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's his send-off of the game.
Yeah. Well, New York, down, they did it, and the crew will have it end here tonight.
Really a crushing end to what was a fabulous season for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm telling you, that one had some sting on it.
Yep. Because he may be close to done.
Yeah, he said that he's going to take it one day at a time and just see what, you know, see.
Did you see the John Boy vid?
The John Boy vid.
Devin Williams was tipping his pitches.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Did Buck's, you see that?
I didn't remember who did that. But yeah, Buck sent it to us. And
yeah, that's the way, John Boy.
Yeah, the way he was holding his glove.
Yep. It really looks like Devin Williams was letting the Mets know what was coming.
Yep. And you can see it because, you know, he throws hard. He throws in the mid to high 90s, and then that changeup is his best pitch, and it's just nasty. Throws it in the mid to low 80s, and there's movement on it. And it sure looked, you can see even in the Frankie Lindor bat,
Well, they got really good swings.
They got really good swings, and they were taking cuts.
You could see that. So John Boy, JOMBOY, is a good follow on, I don't know, X or social media. He's got about a 7-minute video detailing it, and it's really good if you want to check it out.
Yeah. Bob Uecker, ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, he points out even in there, they show there's a guy, I don't know who he is, but some guy in the Mets dugout going up to Pete Alonso and basically telling him, and you could almost read his lips, telling him, hey, that's the changeup.
Yep.
That's the changeup. Like when the glove was lower, and you'll see it all on the video.
Yeah.
He was changeup, glove higher, fastball.
Fastball.
And then after Alonso hits the home run on the changeup, by the way, which is one of the most devastating pitches in all of baseball, that changeup.
Yep.
And he went oppo with it. He took it off the outside part of the plate. That's really hard to do unless you know it's coming, right? Yep. So he gets into the dugout after all the celebrating, and that same guy who they show talking to Alonso before his at-bat comes up and says, I told you so.
Yeah.
I told you. You can read his lips. So
pitches.
It's pretty clear. I don't know if
it feels like
I don't know if anybody's commented on it, but it's pretty clear that Devin Williams, without knowing it, was tipping his pitches to the Mets.
Yeah. I mean, and when I first started watching that, I didn't know, because it's, you know, it's pretty subtle, right? But even the guy who's doing it, the John Boy, he even says, yeah, it may not look like much to you, but he goes, trust me, for major league hitters, but when they show the guy talking to Alonso before and after the at bat, and then you really think about how many times when someone's throwing that changeup after you've been pumping 96, 97 mile an hour heat, that changeup is, you're always out in front of the ball, right? And you're just kind of flailing your bat at it, and that wasn't the case. He was not fooling any of the Mets with those changeups, and that just isn't something that happens. And then when you hear him, when you see him talking to Alonso in the dugout, he was tipping pitches. And by the way, this isn't the first time this has happened. We see this all the time.
Yu Darvish, Game 7,
absolutely,
Dodgers.
He had tells, and you know, you think about holding your glove 6 inches lower. You know, is probably not real perceivable to the person doing it, but when you have people that are trying to get any advantage, they're going to get it.
Well, and in baseball, as you baseball guys know, anybody that's not playing in the game in the dugout,
they're watching.
That's all they're looking for.
Yep. Well, it's the same thing on the sidelines. Like, when I was in the NFL and obviously not playing, my ass was on the sidelines. Dude, the coaches would yell at your ass to get up there and pay attention to what's going on to see if you could get some tells. I mean, that's just, and in baseball, it's even more so. And by the way, I looked at it. Bob Uecker has been calling Milwaukee Brewer games since 1971.
Man, it's a long time ago.
That is a
no Vin Scully, but
that is a long time ago.
I love Bob Uecker.
Yes.
And there is wrapping up last night in sports. A dream to get to Kirk Cousins.
I even had this when the Mets were going into that ninth inning. They had two hits, and of course, the Major League Bob Uecker line is one hit. That's all we got is one GD hit.
GD hit.
In the break, I was even joking to Rob, and I dropped that. I said, two? That's all we got is two GD hits? You can't say that. You know, no one's listening.
Before we wrap it up, we're going to move on to college football in our next seggy, next several seggies, probably the rest of the show. You have to admit now, because you're a hate watcher. You're so negative.
Yeah, I was negative on Alonso.
You have to admit they have magic.
Yeah.
And you, come on, you have some hope, right? Like even when they're down, you now have to be thinking, dude, it's coming. Because when the Royals, I'm a Royals fan.
Yeah.
And when the Royals won the World Series in 2015, and they were this way in 2014, they went to the World Series, didn't win it. Mm-hmm. They had this. I've seen this before.
Yeah.
It's a team that's like maybe not the best team, but God, do they just find a way. The Mets have that.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you can count on it. It doesn't just go away. They're magical.
I wanted to believe in the ninth inning, because you were saying, like, even you were like, dude, this is not over. And I did not want to believe, because I hate watch. But when Lindor got the walk, even before, like, you go back and listen, what did I say? If Lindor gets on base, that should give Alonso one swing to tie it. And when he got the walk, there was a little part of me that wanted to believe, and yet I was still hate watching. Nimmo gets the single. And I'm like, but now, there is.
Isn't it amazing how one base runner can change your
everything.
Complete outlook on how things will go?
Yes. I mean, so you're right. Like, going into this Philly series,
have some faith.
I got a little more pep in my fans.
They got it.
Yeah.
They got it. That's going to be a great
series. And the Phillies are loaded, but remember, that series, the Phillies only got them by one game this year.
Right.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.